Christian Edwards, that's an early Christmas present for you.
Yeah, it's a present that is wrapped nicely for us, but nothing surprising with this group of players. That's our sixth game now and beaten against TNS. We've got a really good record against them, and I've just said that at half time that with risk comes reward, and we're one of the only teams in the league that will go through to bat against TNS and go and match them. We back our fitness against anybody. I just think we're a fantastic group of players, and we've fallen below our very, very high standards we set in the World Premier League, and as that's happened, people have doubted us. But I always knew TNS away could be a real good kickstart to our season, and our season really did unfold and become unpicked at a last-minute equaliser that TNS scored at our place back in September. So tonight, little chances for either team. We took ours, TNS didn't take theirs. We frustrated them, which is what not many teams do that against TNS. And when they're frustrated, they do not so much panic, but they do go away from their usual structure. And very proud, very pleased. It's a good Christmas present. But that's for the boys. We've been consistent in our performances, but we haven't been consistent in our results of late. And that's, I think, they've deserved that. So I'm really pleased for the boys for Christmas.
And up to seventh place as things stand now. So what are you expecting now over the Christmas period and after that then, Christian?
Yeah, tough Christmas, of course, because we're playing Barrytown twice. Then we've got Bala, then we've got Carnarvon. So we've got the big boys as such in the league. But with the boys having the confidence, I've always stated since we're in the World Premier League, we never state explicit targets, because you can fall foul of them, you can set a target and that might not be quite enough. Like last year, we set 30 points to get the top six. We got 30 points, didn't get top six. It's important that we put a run of games together with confidence for the players to see wherever we end up in this league this season or at Christmas, that sets us in good stead for what lies ahead after Christmas. And it's been a really strange season. I think have we suffered of the post-European blues, possibly, but that's football. I wouldn't change it.
Well, one thing that has changed is that you're back in the technical area after your illness. We haven't had a chance to hear from you on the podcast. I'm sure you heard all the goodwill messages, and although it's a fantastic result tonight, I think the important thing is to see you looking so healthy, Christian, and back to your old self.
Yeah, thank you. I'd just like to put this out to all the those guys listening this evening. To every football club in Wales sent me some fantastic messages and heartfelt messages, and I didn't realise how many people actually liked me. I thought I've upset enough people over the years, but I really do thank you very much for all those that sent the kind messages. My health is very important to me. It was a shock, it was a worry, but I'm on my way back, and nights like tonight make it a little bit easier and less painless, or pain-free, sorry. So, yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Happy Christmas. Cheers. And congratulations.
Cheers. Thank you.